Be seated. Today's service is part of the remembrance season, a time when we pause, remember people and events that make up the history of not only ourselves, but our families, our community, and our faith. On All Souls, we remember the souls of the departed loved ones, taking comfort from the faith we have that they wait for us in heaven to share with us the eternal life promised to all those who have walked in the way of faith. On All Saints' Day, we recall those ordinary people who've lived extraordinary lives, those who show us how to live as followers of Jesus Christ. They were people like you and me who lived out their faith in such a way that they are living examples to us of how to be a disciple. There are the famous ones like St. Teresa of Avila or St. Francis of Assisi, but there are others in all our lives. The school teacher who spends hours supporting the struggling student, the person who always shows kindness to others. And today is the last day of the remembering season, the day when we remember those who have died in war. Some may have been known to us, but many, many more we don't know. My father fought in World War II as a member of the Australian Air Force and flew here in this country in the Battle of Britain. Just 21 years old, he saw many of his friends not return from the sorties over Europe. I saw young men from my hometown conscripted to fight in Vietnam. These were wars that were far off, but whose consequences were felt by everybody in our community. And on the radio, I heard a reporter from Tripoli in Libya visiting an English war cemetery. And she remarked on the words on an English soldier's grave: "In the mosaic of history, I have laid down my peace." And I love that image of a mosaic, because each piece is required to make up the whole picture. And each tiny piece of glass in a mosaic, no matter how small, is beautiful and unique, and yet on its own insignificant and anonymous in relation to the whole picture. And so while we could draw similar parallels that in the grand scheme of kings and politicians, dictators and despots throughout history, the individual may too appear to be less significant in war, it is not the powerful that we remember today, or the reasons they gave for war. We remember those lost, lives lost in the violence of war and conflict. And while we're fortunate enough to live in a country which has in my lifetime certainly been relatively free from war, we've not been isolated from the impact of conflict in Syria, Iraq, Yemen, and some even the conflicts we hear less about in Burma, the Philippines, Mexico, or Mali. Modern media and satellite connections mean we can be viewing all manner of atrocities in the comfort of our own living rooms at any time of the day. The one truism about war is that wherever it takes place, there is human suffering. So as we remember those who have died today, we can also take this opportunity to recommit ourselves to do all that we can to work and pray for peace in our time. How else can we be Christians? Our readings invite us to be prepared like the wise bridesmaids. We prepare ourselves through worship and prayer and fellowship, through Bible reading and being kind to strangers. On Remembrance Sunday, we remember that the call to serve in war is a hard call to which some respond with their lives. However that the injustice of war is intended, or however that wrong the injustice that war is intended to put right, the suffering of war remains as the opposite to the fullness of life that God offers his world in love, and to God's just and gentle rule offered to all the families of all nations. The challenge that God is offering to us today then is to commit to serve God in God's way, in God's peace, in God's world today. And today is also a reminder that not all injustices can be solved by war, and all of us are called to catch the vision of the world as it might be under God's just and gentle rule. We are God's light in the world, called to serve wherever there are people whose lives are diminished by suffering and sin. So, on this day when we are called to work for peace, I'd like to finish with this poem that was written for Remembrance Day in the year 2000. Once we had dreams, dreams of new beginning, when we had fought the war to end all war, a world of peace where people live in freedom, a world where justice reigns forevermore, and yet, each year as we remember, we know too well how subtly dreams can fade. In this our world where peace is often fragile, where war and hatred grip, where children die, too easily our hearts are dulled to suffering, our ears are deafened to the hopeless cry. We fail to grasp the call to be peacemakers. We act in fear and let the vision fade. Still we need dreams. O God, make us your dreamers. Inflame our passion for a world made whole, a world where love extends to all a welcome, where justice like a powerful stream will roll. Come, Prince of Peace, our fading hope rekindle. Your kingdom come, we pray. Let peace be made. Amen.